From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane, with 66 people on board, was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts warn against speculation, saying it's too soon to draw conclusions. There are reports that wreckage from the plane has been found. A Greek official says the plane made sudden, sharp turns and went into a steep dive before its radar image vanished. China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not take any dangerous actions. The spokesman said the intercept occurred near China's southern island province of Hainan and that it posed a serious threat to Chinese airspace. The first of the Chibok girls to be rescued from Nigeria's Boko Haram appeared before journalists in the capital Abuja on Thursday. Amina Ali arrived with her mother, her crying infant, and a nurse at the Aso Rock presidential villa. She was greeted by Nigeria's president and other high officials. She said nothing during the news conference that followed, sitting slumped in a chair. This is VOA News.